This is a sample of our Monday bonus episodes. To support independent media, access our entire catalog of bonus episodes, and listen to everything ad-free, please visit patreon.com/conspirituality. You can also access these full bonus episodes on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for your support.
Hello, friends. Julian Walker here. You are no doubt relieved that even if you were in the zone of totality, we survived the solar eclipse and it did not usher in the end times, at least not yet. Today, I'm wondering about prophecy and how, despite the lack of any supernatural origin or real metaphysical timetable, prophecy can still be self-fulfilling. Can collective fantasies about what will happen for prophetic reasons end up creating, or we could say manifesting, those events due to how people act on those fervent yet baseless beliefs? This is The Dark Sun, The Red Cow, and The End of Days. All ancient civilizations scanned the heavens in search of potential clues about the meaning of human existence and of what might happen in the ever-present, looming, unknown future that is always with us still today. How the sun, the moon, and the stars related to our earthly seasons and cycles of weather, crop harvests, the blooming plant life, and the migration of the animals with whom we shared the planet was all observed and documented by these early scientists. Scientists who still couldn't help but weave invisible deities, magical causality, and literalized metaphor into the gaps of their maps of meaning. It turns out this is an entirely natural thing to do. I can tell you, for example, courtesy of the internet, that according to exploratorium.edu, many cultures around the world had mythic ways of explaining what happened during eclipses. From a clumsy sun dropping its torch in North American native lore to a Transylvanian story of the sun turning its back on humans who had been behaving badly, to both the Incas and the ancient Greeks believing eclipses meant the gods were angry with us and punishment was sure to come, to the Norse mythology of a wolf eating the sun as revenge for mistreatment by the gods. Coming up with stories, explanations, and projected meaning for this atypical astronomical event is a pretty universal response. After all, everything must be connected somehow, right? Okay, so back to today. True to form, in the days prior to the April 8th astronomical event, Alex Jones and others shared conspiracy theories and mythic fantasy tropes about the symbolic significance of the eclipse. Jones tweeted that Masonic rituals are planned worldwide to usher in a new world order. That caption accompanied this video.
This eclipse season is, however, a very rare event. The recent eclipses in August of 2017 and October of 2023, along with the upcoming one on April 8th, forms an Aleph and a Tav over the United States. The Aleph and Tav are the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. These eclipses mark the end of the Great Year, a 26,000-year period that starts anew with the dawning of Aquarius and a new Golden Age. Manly P. Hall wrote that high-level Masons designed America for a peculiar and particular purpose, a secret destiny to bring about a new Atlantis, or a new world order, wherein a king descended of a divine race will rule over all.
Another popular conspiracy assertion was that some states had issued disaster warnings and a state of emergency in order to somehow facilitate nefarious plans under cover of the eclipse. It turned out that the actual measures enacted in Oklahoma and Texas were actually in place to manage the large influx of tourists from other states arriving to get a better look at the eclipse. According to Rolling Stone, Jones and others also raised the alarm that a NASA initiative called Project Atmospheric Perturbations Around the Eclipse Path is referred to by the clever acronym APEP, which, as it turns out, is also the name of a snake of darkness in Egyptian mythology, who is the nemesis of Ra, the sun god.